Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Let's Talk About. I'm your host. My name is Seb, as always. Joining me is my comrade, Elliot.
Ah, hello. I thought you missed the H and hello, so I'll miss it as well.
Ah, very good. We come to you today to discuss a film that we have seen. I know, shock and horror. We went to the cinema and we watched a film called Thunderbolts.
Asterisk.
Yes, sorry, I've got to say Thunderbolts asterisk. We won't talk about what that means until later. This is a movie I saw at the cinema last week. You too, I believe.
Yeah, I think I saw it a couple of days before you.
Yeah.
2 or 3 days.
And we're gonna talk a little bit about it. We're gonna express our thoughts. We're gonna talk about how it links in with other things and what might happen in the future. We might do some impressions. So there we go.
I will not be.
Oh, okay. Well,
you might do some.
I might do some. Who knows? So this is a film that came out after Captain America: Brave New World, which wasn't beloved, I wouldn't say. Did we do an episode on that? I think we did.
We did do an episode on that. Clearly, yeah. It was something that was well impressed into your mind and your heart.
Yeah.
Remember all these details.
I can't remember what we thought. I think we said it was okay.
I can remember what I thought. Oh, it's funny because I was saying to you before this episode, it's like, oh, it's been a week. My memory's not what it used to be. You're going to have to do most of the chatting here. But apparently, no.
Oh, I remember everything that happened in this film. I just don't remember anything before that. So I think when we saw the kind of lineup for it, it's like, oh, kind of interesting, but they all have the same power set, so it's probably boring. And then we saw the trailer, and I think we were both quite excited, a lot more so than for the other stuff we've had, like, you know, Captain America and other bits. Were you excited going into watch this one?
I was. I was thinking about it the other day that normally when you have like the film at the end of a phase, it's something like quite big. So phase one was like Avengers, then it was Age of Ultron. Then, to be fair, it was Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah. So
that kind of. But we don't normally think of the end of phase three as that. We normally think of it as like Infinity War and Endgame.
Yeah.
I think. What was phase four's one? Oh, it was Wakanda Forever?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because Ant-Man, Ant-Man was the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then this was the end of the Phase 5 one.
Whoa.
And I remember when it was like announced, like, oh, this is going to be exciting, this is going to be good. Because I think when it was announced, we'd had all the seeds of all the characters. We'd already had Black Widow, so we knew about Yelena.
Yeah.
And
Red Guardian.
And what's her face?
Taskmaster. Copycat.
Taskmaster. So we knew about those. We'd had Captain America. We've had Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yep.
So we knew about Bucky. And was there someone else in that one?
John Walker.
John Walker, yeah. Captain USA Agent.
Yes.
As I always call him.
Yeah. We also had Ghost from Ant-Man 2.
Yeah, Ant-Man the old Wasperoni.
Yeah.
As it's often called.
That's the Italian title.
I think so. I feel like I'm missing someone. Oh, no, and like we'd met like the Nick Fury, if you will, of this underground team.
Yeah. Do you remember her name?
Valentina?
Yeah, Valentina something something.
I didn't hear that surname.
I'm sorry. It's Valentina Allegra de Fontaine.
Ah, okay.
Doesn't quite roll off the tongue like Nick Fury, does it?
No. No, there's a little joke near the beginning of her name as well, which I think is funny.
Oh.
Pardon me. I know. I was just so shocked by the joke. So we kind of we knew about all these characters by what? 2021?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was kind of exciting to see how are we gonna sort of like all merge together. I was especially excited for Ghost. Because I thought she was a great character in Ant-Man and the Wasp. I know that was a film that wasn't very much loved.
Yeah, by people. I quite liked that film, but I hadn't seen it since it came out, I don't think. maybe I watched it on the rewatch, but yeah, she was quite an interesting one. And you look at the lineup of the characters, and it's quite good in the trailer. Yelena says, you know, none of us fly, we all just punch and shoot, which is quite, you know, a fun little thing. But yeah, they all have very similar power sets, but then it's good that, like, there's some variety there.
I agree. And I liked all the characters individually as well. I thought they'd make quite an interesting team, and I was very curious to see how John Walker would fit in with all this. So because of all that, because we knew about them, it was very exciting. The only issue was, is that we knew all these characters from 2021.
Yes.
And this movie was announced, it was
a while ago.
Yeah.
Because there was all the like Thunderbolt stuff, and then there was like Armor Wars and things and all this stuff around the same time, which didn't really pan out.
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes too. I'd love to have a look at the original plan again.
Yeah.
When he come on, because he announced it all to the end of Phase 5, didn't he? Oh no, end of Phase 5, and then they announced 3 films for Phase 6, which was starting off with Fantastic Four, and then Kang Dynasty.
Oh yeah.
And Secret Wars. So yeah, going into it, I was quite excited for this movie because we knew everyone.
Yeah.
But then we've had this discussion before when it comes to MCU movies. It's because there's been so much content between TV shows and films that things that were exciting at the start end up being less exciting by the time you start coming up to it.
Yes.
I think now, though, they're starting to incorporate everything, I'm noticing.
Yeah.
Where a lot of the missing links for now kind of like just trying to shove it in just so you kind of know. Oh, yeah, no, we haven't forgotten.
Yeah, you remember them, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was my kind of like thoughts going into it. But I was, when I saw it was in cinema, because I'm at the point now where I'm not like counting down the days.
Yeah.
Spider-Man No Way Home, Infinity War, Endgame, I was counting down the days when it was at cinema. Whereas now I was like, oh, is it out already? Cool, let's go and see that.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I think similar. Because we've seen Yelena and Taskmaster Red Guardian in Black Widow film, which we saw was okay. And then Yelena showed up again in the Hawkeye series, and she was quite fun in that. So it's good that, yeah, some of these characters we've actually seen recently. Like Bucky has like a cameo in Captain America, but we've seen him so much that, you know, we kind of know his deal. The other ones we haven't really seen since their stuff. It's also kind of good with the What If series. I don't think you've seen season three
yet. No.
So there's a good episode with Red Guardian and the Winter Soldier, which is quite fun. So then I was like, oh yeah, I remember this character. He's quite good. So then seeing him again in the film would be like, oh, you know, I remember this guy. But I really like John Walker as a character. Like, I thought he was one of the most interesting things in that TV series. But then that kind of leads into my question of, you know, if you haven't seen all the other films and shows and stuff that you need to know for this film, would you enjoy it? Because before I went to the film, we went out for dinner and my wife said, you know, so what is this film? is it Marvel? What are these characters? Do I need to know anything? And I gave like a brief kind of overview of each character. But I was then very intrigued to see going into the film how much that would be a hurdle for anyone who hadn't seen all that stuff. But I was quite looking forward to this one, especially after kind of how mid the Captain America film was. I thought this was going for more, so maybe it could be more interesting. So that was where my brain was at.
Ah, very nice. Yeah, I think with this movie, I think you can get away with not knowing anything.
Yeah.
I think you could just watch it for what it is. Because I think all the characters kind of get explained as they're going through. Like, I remember thinking as well, Yelena to Red Guardian. Someone asked me before, oh, what's their connection? And I was like, oh. So she grew up with him. And I was trying to think, oh, is he a father or is he uncle? And I just couldn't remember, like, the exact relation. But then it gets answered, like, straight away.
Yeah.
And again, I think every single character, apart from maybe Ghost, I suppose it's a little bit more, doesn't go into hers as much.
Yeah.
But everyone else gets, like, perfectly explained exactly who they are. Same with Valentina and the rest of the team. So I think you could go in and still really enjoy the movie.
Yeah, and I quite like how Ghost is a bit more mysterious than the other ones, because you don't know that much about her. Even from the film she's in, you kind of understand it. But again, as a lot of the themes of this film, you understand where she's kind of come from in a similar way to everyone else. But I do like that we get a lot of that fleshed out quite nicely. Because I remembered from Black Widow that it's quite interesting, because it's like they're taken to be like a fake family, but then they grow up in America. And there's that line in the film where Yelena's like, well, it was real to me. We were a real family. You know, I view you as my sister and you as my mum, my dad and everything. And I could really see that connection in that film and in this film as well. But yeah, it was nice to see things again that I recognised.
That's good. Makes you know you're not going completely crazy.
Yeah.
But of course, we want to know what our non-spoilery thoughts are on this movie. Now, I'm going to be very polite and say I'll go first. So, because you asked about Brave New World as well.
Mm.
And what I liked about Captain America Brave New World is, even though it wasn't my favourite Marvel movie, it did something that I don't think we've had a lot of recently, is it felt like an OG Marvel movie. You know, it was just standard.
Yeah.
This is the plot. You can kind of guess where it's going. It's standard superhero stuff with standard superhero allies, with standard superhero enemy. And it was good. And it, like, you didn't... It wasn't overly dependent on you having to watch all this other stuff to be able to enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, for those who have, it also had little bits that link into other places, such as Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Eternals.
Yeah.
And I liked that about it. So I think I thought it was like more like a 7 out of 10. Wasn't incredible, but it felt like a proper Marvel movie.
Yeah.
And I think this did the exact same thing, but better.
Ooh.
I think this felt like a proper old school Marvel movie. Yeah. Where again, you could go in without knowing anything, but if you did know other stuff, you benefited from it even more.
Yeah.
It's like you don't need it, but you're rewarded for it. And it wasn't the entire time world building, preparing for a future film. It was just very there and then.
Yeah.
And it was nice because we got to a point, I found, of me anyway, with Marvel movies, the bit I was most excited for was the post-credit scene. And that shouldn't be a thing. That shouldn't be the thing you're most excited for.
No.
But I really enjoyed the movie. And then I was like, at the end, it's like, oh yeah, there's going to be a couple of post-credit scenes. And then they were really good as well. So again, they added something. It wasn't a waste of time. It added something. And obviously we'll talk about that a little bit more when we go into like a spoiler section on it. But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. I thought it was funny, great character development, and a great mix of characters of that as well. With some quite heavy subjects as well, considering that it's, you know, very loose when it comes to a comedy. They handle some sort of like important topics quite well. What about yourself?
Oh, yeah, I'm in wholehearted agreement here. Because I was thinking about like the original Avengers. Because prior to that film, I hadn't seen Captain America. I'd seen all the other stuff. But you get everything you need from the film. They introduce the character, you understand where he's coming from, you see his powers, it's perfect. And I think even if you hadn't seen Thor, you would have got it from the film. And I think this does the same thing, where it introduces the characters, you kind of get who they are, where they're coming from, you understand the story. I think, yeah, some of the story is a bit, you know what's going to happen. But this is, I've seen a few people saying this is what fans have been wanting for a long time, this idea of a group of characters, you know, doing stuff. It's not like universe ending kind of thing. It's not completely pointless. Like, one of my criticisms for Captain America was that not much really changed from the start of the film to the end of the film. Whereas with this one, I feel like there is a massive change, which we'll talk about. But I think what really worked for this as well is that it was very character driven. Like, we spend a lot of time with these characters that we like, that work really well together. The comedy as well, a lot of it is derived from the characters and the way they do and say things, as opposed to very forced, oh, that just happened kind of thing. And they don't undercut the important stuff with jokes, like they did, you know, during like phase like 3 and 4, which is good to see. They're learning from things, but I also thought, yeah, the themes were very effective, a really good kind of, you know, resolution to the story, as opposed to just we're all going to like punch kind of thing. Yeah, very impressed with this one. I think we both said one of the best ones since Endgame, I think.
Yeah, I originally thought it was sort of like top three for me since Endgame. But when I spoke to, I can't remember if it was you or someone else, but I actually think it might be sort of like top five. Because when you really look back, you do think, oh, actually, there's quite a lot of great movies, which we often kind of like forget about. But I do think Phase 5 as a whole, if we forget about that very first movie, which I don't even know what that was.
Is it Ant-Man and the Wasp? No, Ant-Man 3.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Yeah.
I think if we sort of like bypassed that, I think everything else has been pretty solid. Because you had Guardians 3.
Yeah.
You had, obviously, Deadpool. You've got this one. You had The Marvels.
Yeah.
Which I thought was great.
Yeah, we both liked it.
Yeah. I'm sure there was another one that I've forgotten. Captain America was pretty decent. It just felt like an old school Marvel movie. So I think Phase 5 has gone pretty swell.
Yeah, I think Phase 5 has been a bit more fun, a bit more consistent than Phase 4, which was very up and down, very hit and miss. And I think just kind of disappointing is the phrase, whereas this was not disappointing. I had, you know, expectations going in, and I thought, oh, what they're going to do this? And I thought, oh, that's really cool, interesting, very impressive stuff. For anyone who's not seen this and is thinking about it, I guess we should probably explain a little bit about what the film is. I'll give you the IMDb kind of synopsis. After finding themselves ensnared in a death trap, an unconventional team of anti-heroes must go on a dangerous mission that will force them to confront the darkest corners of their pasts. No, this is not the Suicide Squad. This is Marvel's Thunderbolts. That was my little bit on the end there. So if anyone's on the fence, if you know any of these characters, you'll enjoy it. If you don't, you'll enjoy it, because my wife didn't really know any of the characters going in, I don't think. And she really enjoyed it. So seeing all these kind of anti-heroes, kind of, you know, more the grey characters get together and do stuff, really fun time. I'd recommend going to see it if you can.
Yep, and you get 2 thumbs up on this guy as well. Oh, don't know why it's on me. It should be up to this guy, if I'm being honest. But I'm in agreement. Great movie. I think it's again, I keep wanting to say it's been one of the best in a long time. But like I just said, that is kind of a lie, because there's been quite a lot of really great movies so far. But the fact that I keep naturally going to say, oh, it's one of the best in a long time, shows how great this movie is in its own right. So again, go see it.
Because I think, you know, it has a few things where I'm thinking maybe they could have spent a bit more time on this, particularly with some of the stuff of the villain and her kind of protege. But I think back to the other films we really liked, you know, like No Way Home is obviously amazing, but how much of that is carried by nostalgia and cameos and all that kind of stuff. Deadpool, again, was very fun, but how much of that is just, you know, cameos and all that nostalgia stuff? Whereas this doesn't rely on any of that. I mean, it's a collection of different characters, so I guess you could say in that sense. But this is what I've said before. I've always wanted a show or a film where you go, I'll just put a bunch of characters together, do stuff. You know, we had Hulk and Thor in Ragnarok. Why can't we do more of that stuff? And also, it doesn't need to be end of the world stuff as well. It could be a very small scale thing. And this felt quite small, I think, in terms of what was happening where we were. And I think that really worked for this one. It's a good blueprint for stuff going forward, that they can do more stuff like this, and it works.
I agree. Right. Those were our thoughts. But now what we're going to do is we're going to really deep dive into the movie itself. Mm. So this is your spoiler warning. If you just wanted to see what two random British people thought of a movie,
yeah,
you've now got that. But if you've seen the movie and want to hear our in-depth thoughts, or if you're just a crazy person who just wants to know all the ins and outs, well, here's the right place. So, what should we spoil first?
I like how Taskmaster was in all the material and advertising, and she has one line and then is shot in the head.
Yeah, that surprised me.
Yeah.
Because it's very rare for a character to die.
Yes.
In the MCU. And considering, like you said, this she was like on the cover.
Yeah.
For like all of it. I mean, I can kind of see why.
Yeah.
They did. Because I've only seen Black Widow once, and that was when it first came out.
Mm.
I was hoping to watch it again before this, but again, this film came along so quickly.
Yeah.
I remember saying to you when we did the Captain America ones, like, oh, I've got 2 or 3 months before Thunderbolts. I'm going to watch all the Phase 4 and oh, I'm dying, all the Phase 4 and 5 films again, just so I can see what I think of them, because most of them I've only seen once.
Yeah.
And yeah, and...
How many did you watch?
None.
Okay.
It just went so quick. Because it only feels like a couple of weeks ago I went to see Captain America.
Yeah, it really does actually, doesn't it? And I think with Taskmaster, she's less of a character than everyone else because she's kind of like robotic and all that kind of stuff. And I think the makers of the film did it to show that, oh, you know, anyone could die. But at the back of your head, you're thinking, yeah, they're not going to kill any of the other main characters, though, are they, realistically? So I don't think that was quite as big as it could have been. But it certainly was a shock at the time. Were there any other bits you want to spoil?
All of it. I think just going back to that one, I think it wouldn't have made sense to... kill off any. I feel like maybe in one of the upcoming Avengers movies,
yeah,
I feel like they could do that, and that could be a risk that could pay off and work on the heartstrings. But like, because it's been so long as well, I feel like even if you killed off any of them at the first go, it wasn't going to be that traumatizing for anyone.
No,
unless maybe you killed off Yelena, which would be stupid because that she's like the hit.
But also, I think with the scenes that happen later on with Bob and everything, it'd be weird if Taskmaster was there. But because I love the characters and how much they bounce off each other with like John Walker and Ava and Yelena in that facility, like just arguing and stuff. But also very competent at their jobs and everything. And then like contrast that with Bob, who doesn't seem to know what's going on at all. I think they work so well off each other. That was quite nice to see, and it's like we've missed that, I think, since like, you know, all the Avengers stuff, just seeing the characters bounce off each other. We just not really had that, so it was, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, and I did like that whole, it wasn't the opening scene, but like that bit in the beginning where these four sorry, the scoffs come back today, these four anti-heroes have like come together and they've all got a mission to kill one of the other ones.
Yeah.
But it's like this really weird kind of like square going on.
Yes, because they're all like trying really to punch cool. each other. And then, yeah. I think that whole sequence in that facility was really cool. You get to introduce the characters, they get to fight, get to see their skill sets, you get to see them bicker and argue. Yeah, I heard somebody say like you could do like an entire film like that where it's like a. You know, almost like Die Hard kind of thing, but with like superheroes. That could be quite cool. Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know? Well, there we go. So yeah, I liked that. And I loved like, so they were trying to escape kind of like this place. And once they realised what had happened, they'd all been sent against each other and they were basically locked in the room. Kind of like what was said in the little summary thing you said. I liked that they managed to escape. And then we had to go up that massive kind of like shaft at the top. That it was so fun. Emperor's New Groove.
Yes, it really was. And then they get to the thing and go, right, what's next? You go, ah, I didn't think of this far ahead. And he's trying not to sneeze. And there's that thing of like, because Ava gets through the door, doesn't she? And she doesn't. Mm. And they're like, oh, is she going to let us die? But she doesn't. And then they go up the elevator thing. And it's like, oh, is John Walker like just going to make a run for it? But no, he does actually save them. And it's like these little things that, yeah, they're a lot more grey than the other characters we used to, but they're not heartless. And we saw it in Falcon Winter Soldier with John Walker. He's such an interesting character because he was like the perfect soldier. He becomes Captain America, but he takes a serum, goes a bit crazy, kills a guy. But he does the right thing, which is really cool. And he wants a shot of redemption. So seeing that happened was quite cool. Yelena is very much like wanting to be a hero. And that was like a through point of the whole story. But she's very much doubting herself and everything, which is a common thread in this film.
Yeah, I think so. No, I really liked that whole opening third. Because like you said, like they were constantly trying to like, they were all doubtful of each other, but they were constantly saving each other.
Yeah.
So like as well, you know, Yelena's like with Bob. And we haven't really talked about Bob.
No. But
Bob just kind of like shows up. And he's just like, seems like a just normal civilian.
Yeah.
Yelena like ties him to her back.
Yes.
While she's like beating up everyone. And then like, they're all like failing at like the individual little missions. So like, she's trying like to turn the lights back on and everything because of the night vision goggles of everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not going on. So then What's-His-Face thinks that he's like, they've like abandoned him. And then she can't find him. So he thinks he's left. But in fact, they've gone. And then they escape together. And then they're like, oh, Ghost has left us. But then she hasn't. It's a whole thing.
I didn't know what to think. Yeah, it was quite cool because I think I've asked you already, but you didn't know much about the character of Bob prior to this, no?
No, I did not.
Yeah, so, and I guess, you know, it was kind of in the trailers and things that, you know, the Sentry was going to be, like, a character in this film. And immediately comic fans are going, that guy's so overpowered. This team is not going to be able to do anything. Because I think that was the plot for, like, one of the Suicide Squads. It was going to be, this team's going to try and be the thing to take down Superman. And you look at it, it's like Harley Quinn, Deadshot, and all these guys, like, Superman would just kill them all instantly. And it's like, oh, that's probably just going to happen in this film. But they obviously do more interesting stuff with that. But yeah, as soon as you see Bob, I'm going, oh, okay, that's interesting. I wonder what's going to happen. And then there's that thing where he jumps out of the truck to distract all the soldiers. And it's like, oh no, Bob's sacrificed himself. And then they shoot him. And then he flies. And that was quite cool. Were you shocked that he was going to be a superpowered person?
Because I didn't really know anything about him going in. I knew there had to be something to him.
Yeah.
They just killed off one of the people that had been like in all the promos.
Yeah.
To introduce this guy. I thought there's more to this than meets the eye.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
But as soon as he like got shot.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. This guy's going to stand back up now.
Yeah.
And then he did.
Oh.
And then he flew. And I thought, oh, he's going to fly right back into them. But he didn't.
He falls to the ground, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, never mind. But no, that was cool. I also like, sort of like Red Guardian. He's like, works like a taxi man.
Oh,
he hears
about
the plot, but he's going to get killed. So he finally finds him. He's like, you've got to be careful. They're going to try and kill you.
Yeah, I love that.
Don't know why. He's Indian.
Hey, Red Guardian.
So yeah, he's like clearly one of the best characters.
He's so fun
in media in general.
Yeah, because he rocks up in this limo, doesn't he, to try and warn them not to go there. It's like, yeah, we've just been there. And then he's driving them, and then they're being chased, and it's like, don't worry, it's bulletproof glass. And then like immediately it falls apart. And I was like, what happened to bulletproof? And then he's like, oh, press the button. There's just different, like, bottles of drink and stuff. And it's like, I was expecting, like, James Bond gadgets or something. And then it's just like, and he's like, step on it. And then the car goes up, like, 1 mile an hour faster. It's just really fun. Because in the What If episode, there's basically, spoiler for the episode, where he encounters the Winter Soldier in, like, 1991, whatever it was, when he's supposed to kill Howard Stark. And they go on, like, a road trip kind of thing. But also, like, because Winter Soldier's, like, a kind of Soviet kind of, whatever, hero, I guess. He's, like, Red Guardian, like, adores him, like, idolises him. So I like when that then happens in this film, where the Winter Soldier shows up to save the day, so they think, but ends up capturing them all as well. But he's got that gun from the Winter Soldier film. Did you recognise that? Boy, that was fun.
No, I didn't.
I'm
glad you recognised it.
It was the disc.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
I liked that, because I think, like, with Bucky, it reminds me of, like, when you're playing, like, a video game. and you've got like this really, really hard character to beat, and it takes all your effort.
Yeah.
And then when you beat him, you unlock him, and he's like useless.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's like been Bucky. Like in Winter Soldier and in Civil War, he was like insane. And then in Infinity War, he didn't do too much.
He just had a gun and he was shooting aliens, didn't he?
Yeah. And then Falcon and the Winter Soldier, he didn't do too much.
Well, I think that's the interesting thing is that because he's now Bucky, he's not ruthless, cold killer like the Winter Soldier. I think the Winter Soldier is actually probably a more threatening thing because he's just a cold killer. Because he says about Bucky, he says he doesn't think to use the metal arm immediately because I think because he's right-handed or whatever. But I think the Winter Soldier is just like so efficient. He's like the Terminator. So he's very intimidating. And yet Bucky himself is like, hi, guys. And they, what was it? They call him Discount Store Captain America or something. No, Varsity Captain. Yeah. It was good to see him, though.
It was. But I liked that scene where he's chasing them all down. It's like, oh, this is like classic Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And then like he somehow gets all these four people like tied up.
Yeah, that was impressive somehow. Well, I do like that. They keep going like, you know, we have to stop Valentina, you know, Bob and everything. And then like he gets the call from Valentina's like assistant. And then he goes, Bob. And they're all like, oh, that's what we said. That was cool. I like how he, because he's been around so long, right? He's been in so many films. We know this character. You don't have to spend too long with him. And it's quite nice. It's like, you know, when you have those characters that have been there and then they show up. It's like, oh, yes, you know, I feel safe. You know, I know where I'm at. And then he knows what's going on. He's, you know, it's like he's almost as if Bucky's seen the films. Like he knows what's going to happen. It's like, yeah. Clearly, they're the bad guy. You know, we need to get these guys out. We're going to save the day. And because they've all been through trauma and stuff, but he's like obviously been through probably the most. So he gets it. And I thought that was quite nice. It's like the opposite of like Captain America, like inspires all the other heroes just because he's so good. Yet Bucky is like so damaged. I think he then inspires people, which is quite a cool little contrast.
No, it's very cool. And then we get like the whole main thing of Bob becomes Sentry.
Yes.
Which happened very quickly.
And, yeah.
It kind of like went from he could move a coin or a glass or something to next thing we know, he's just got full control of his powers.
Yeah, because I...
like 12 hours.
I was confused because I thought it's like, you know, he just has the powers. But I feel like maybe it was a case of he's normally Bob, but... Because he talks about, because he's got like bipolar and stuff, like some days he feels great. And that's like when he's a Sentry, when he's like, he's got the outfit, he's got the blonde hair, he's completely invulnerable, can't even touch him. And then there's other days where he's really down. That's when you obviously get the Void later on. But in my head, I was like, oh, maybe this is like, he's not always Sentry kind of thing. Maybe he like has to kind of become him a little bit. But yeah, you see Valentina trying to like persuade him, and he's trying to, he boils the water, doesn't he? Like blows up the glass with his powers.
Bit scary, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then that was my shock though, was when like he's like going to kill like Valentina, and I'm like, yeah, do
yeah.
it. And then like the assistant comes back and like blows the chip in his head, and I'm like, oh
yeah,
why did this happen? That's sad. And I thought, I can't believe they killed Bob.
Oh, did you think he was dead?
I did.
Damn.
I was like, oh, poor Bob. I thought, well, now, to be fair, at least that gets rid of the overpowered person.
Yeah.
Now the Thunderbolts can do their thing. But then clearly that's not what happened.
No. Well, because prior, just before that, obviously they go up to what was Avengers Tower, but I think they call it the Watchtower now. And she's lured them into a trap because she's got the Sentry there and she wants him to kill them all. And it's quite a cool scene because it's just them trying everything. You're seeing all the different powers, all the gadgets, throwing the shields. Doesn't do anything at all. He just stands there swatting them like flies. I like when he like punches, he throws Red Guardian out of the window and then grabs him, throws him back in again. He bends John Walker's shield so it looks like a taco. And it's just so impressive. And you can almost see, I think, like the fear on their eyes afterwards when they're getting in the elevator. And I like that scene where Bucky then, like, he's the last one there, and he takes his jacket off, and it's like Captain America, where he's like, I can do this all day, and he punches him, and it does nothing, and then he throws his arm off. I was like, oh, yeah, that was cool. But I like that line where she's like, kill them, and he's like, well, why? They're no threat to me. Why would I do that? And it's like, oh, no, what have you done? I like that scene.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I mean, of course, you get the whole bit where obviously he's been killed, so now he becomes the Void.
Yes.
And like everyone starts going. The only bit that kind of like got me was, well, other than the fact that he kind of learned to control his powers incredibly quickly, is like the Void happens and he starts taking everyone into the Void. We're all going into like the little nightmares.
Yeah.
And then Yelena goes in and she's like, I can find him. So then she starts charging through, and eventually she finds him.
Yeah.
Is how then the rest of the team go in, and they all somehow end up in the exact same room as him. Even though there's been, by this point, thousands of people taken into the Void.
Yeah.
That they were all able to, from their bits, all get into the same room at the same time.
Yeah, it was interesting. I did wonder, like, how did Yelena know that going in was going to kind of help? But I like how it does go back to the start of the film where he touches her and she has that vision of that memory. And then, like, he touches John Walker and he has the memory of, like, his wife and his kid. And does he have another one? Maybe. Oh, yeah, because he touches Valentina and there's that memory of her. It's like, oh, yeah, everyone's damaged in this film. What a surprise. But because then John mentions it later on, doesn't he? He's like, no, because something happened when back in the facility. So I think Yelena was onto something. So I think the fact that they went in knowing that it was going to be visions or whatever, and then they could get to him, I think that kind of made sense that they could do that. And I think also because they're strong-willed and enough to try and save both Yelena and Bob, I think they could do it. Whereas I'm assuming all these normal people, the visions are probably still bad, but they're not like as traumatic as Yelena's killing a kid. And the fact that they're all like work, I assume all your rooms are your own, but then they all lead to Bob. But they don't show any of that. But I think it's effective enough just to show Yelena's ones. And then I like that line where she says, oh, how'd you get through? And then Bucky was like, yeah, no, I've had such a nice life. It was really easy for me. It's like, oh, yeah.
Nice. And I like as well that eventually they find Bob, but like, you know, the kind of like the cowering version. Mm. And then like they confront the Void version of himself. And it's only really kind of like together they're able to help him. So you've got all this team of like, you know, people that, you know, some of them people didn't like, you know, in the real world.
Yeah.
You know, people weren't a massive fan of thingy Walker, John Walker, and stuff like that. And you know, all their stuff is they just shoot and they kill.
Yeah.
But yet, none of them, you'd really look at them and think, oh, they're really caring. Mm. Sort of like individuals. But yeah, it was only from like their kind of like their love and their care that they were able to defeat this unstoppable enemy. So that was kind of like a surprise the way they took it. But it kind of brought all these characters up that extra level. It went gone from like humor and to like, you know, base level powers to, oh, okay, these are like a real team with like real emotions and connection.
Yeah. Because you have that scene where like because the helicopter's crashed and then like the stuff's falling and then they save all the people. And it's like, yeah, it seems weird, but we've not had that for a long time. All these fights have been in empty cities and things, and yet they're being actual heroes just because it's natural for them. It's the right thing to do. And they're from the plausum, it's nice. But then you get the horrible shot of the Void just like vanishing people. Really cool effect. I really like that. I've also liked him as just literally a silhouette and not the eyes. Yeah. Generally quite terrifying. But yeah, I thought that was really powerful that Yelena's been searching for more. She feels so broken and damaged. And she has that conversation with Red Guardian that I thought was actually quite touching. And so she can see the pain in Bob. And because he's then trying to punch Void, and it's quite a literal metaphor for, you know, pushing down the Void that she said about earlier in the film. She's like, that's not what you should do at all. She then just like hugs him because they're all like restraining him and stuff and punching him, but then she's just hugging him. And yeah, and that music and everything, that really got me. That whole scene was really effective, I thought. And yeah, it really elevated this film from, you know, a bunch of Suicide Squad people trying to fight Superman to clearly a mismatch, but that's not how they win. They resolve it in such a good way. And I think a lot of people could really speak to this film. Anyone that's been struggling with those kind of things, the idea of like just trying to push it down doesn't work. Staying in your own doesn't work. It's actually being with people and helping each other. A really nice message, I think, in the film and in real life. And it's, yeah, it was very different to what we're used to, I think. And I think it really worked.
Yeah, it's very good. And of course, a couple of little bits as well to quickly bring up before we conclude this wonderful ep. Oh. Is, of course, when we got the surprise at the end, the ending.
Yes.
The asterisk. And of course, now Marvel are... They're basically putting this out everywhere. Within like 3 days of it being released, they were changing all posters and things.
Yeah.
So it's, they're no longer the Thunderbolts, but they are the new Avengers.
Mm.
Which is a bold move.
It's interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Because are they really that powerful enough to be the new Avengers? But I suppose, you know, in a way, they're just missing a god, I suppose.
Well, yeah, because at the credits it says the Avengers and Bob will return.
Yeah.
So, it's like, if he is the Sentry, then that is a very powerful team. I do like when, maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves, but when John Walker's got his, like, bent shield, he's like, well, hopefully if the Sentry ever pops up, he can bend my shield back again. But, yeah.
That's pretty cool. But no, that's good. It's exciting, because obviously you've got the new Avengers, and then you've got one of the post-credit scenes. It's hinting about how there's this kind of, like, difference going on between Bucky and
Sam.
New Captain America. Thank you.
Yeah.
which, considering they've been so close for so long,
yeah,
it's interesting. Because obviously they've got the new Avengers, but then he's also trying to do the normal Avengers. But also in the background, we've still got the young Avengers.
Yeah, well, being built up. True.
So a whole bunch of Avengers going on. They're really going for it. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that comes up. First post-credit scene was a good laugh.
Yeah, Red Guardian in the supermarket trying to get someone to see that he's on the box of cereal. That was very fun.
That's what we like. But I think you need that for mid-credit scene.
Yeah.
You want, like, for a juicy one at the end. And of course, it was cool to see the second post-credit scene, because that one was filmed by the Russo brothers,
yeah,
on the set for the new Avengers.
Mm.
So I don't know if this is kind of like... Was it Civil War post-credit scene? No, it's the Ant-Man post-credit scene, where they actually took a scene straight from Civil War. I don't know if this is like that, or if it is literally just going to be a like a little link into it. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
But of course, we see the introduction to the Fantastic Four.
Yes.
Coming into our orbit. So we've got that film next.
A lot of people were spoiled by that, purely in the credits, because I don't know if you noticed, but in the music bit, it got all the different songs, and it had Fantastic Four First Steps was part of the music credits. And because I saw that, but I thought, oh, maybe they played a bit or whatever. But a lot of people realised, oh, it's going to be the post-credit scene. So it's like, oh, yeah, that's a bit of a weird thing to do, isn't it? I really like the whole scene, though. I like all their outfits. I really like John Walker's, like, beret and his outfit. I like Bucky's wig. Because he looks more like the comic book kind of Winter Soldier now. He could potentially be Captain America down the line, I think. I like how Bob is just chilling there. He did the washing up.
Yeah, that's good. He's pulling his weight.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. But I think the Sentry will come back.
Yeah, he must do.
I don't... Yeah. And I think that'll be cool. Oh, go on.
Yeah, because I was just saying with the Sentry, it's a very good character because he's so overpowered. But the way you restrict that is not like silly things like kryptonite. It's the fact that he's afraid to come out because the void could come out and that would just be worse for everyone. And like I've mentioned the World War Hulk storyline, that was a good thing where if he comes out, he could end the whole thing and probably defeat the Hulk. But he's like agoraphobic and he's afraid of the void coming out. He just doesn't. And that's a really much more interesting thing for a character that powerful as opposed to, oh, they could just win the day.
That's good. But overall, like I said at the start, I think this is a really good movie. I think we could talk about this whole movie for a lot longer.
Mm.
But alas, we're not going to.
No.
but it was very good. It felt like old school Marvel. I love the characters and I love where it's heading. And I'm looking forward to Fantastic Four next.
Mm.
And then obviously The Avengers after that.
Yeah, I have a lot more faith now, I think, in not only the quality of the films, but how they connected as well. So,
I concur. But of course, those are our thoughts. We'd like to know what your thoughts are. So, Seb, how can we learn their thoughts?
Oh, well, they can write to us. They can send us an email at letstalkabout2022@hotmail.com. Or they can message us on Instagram at lta.podcast. They can vote on our various polls. I'm sure we could do a Thunderbolt one. We could maybe put, like, who's your favourite Thunderbolt? Do you have a favourite Thunderbolt?
Oh, I like all of them.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah. I would naturally say Yelena, but I think that's because we've had her the most. She was pretty much a main character in Black Widow.
Yeah.
She was, like, the highlight in the Hawkeye series. She was clearly the main character in this one,
yeah,
I would say.
And a very good one as well, I think.
Yeah. But I liked what they did with John Walker.
Yeah.
Also really liked what they did with Ghost. So, and of course, Red Guardian is hilarious.
I liked in one of the rooms where they're trying to get to Bob, and it's him when he's on meth, and he's in, like, the chicken suit, and he's hit with the sign.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was cool. So yeah, keep an eye out for those polls.
Mm.
But of course, we want to make sure that when you listen to our podcast, that you always leave here with a little something just to get you through your day. So, as I said, what words of wisdom have you got to impart from us?
Well, I was looking for a Red Guardian quote, because he is very, very quotable in this film. But I can't find one, so I'm just going to end with, what are we, some kind of Thunderbolts?
Thank you. Very good. All right. Thank you very much for listening.
You.
And we'll see you later.
Bye.